Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild and pleasant this evening. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are experiencing clear skies, making it a good night for a stroll. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, while Eilat remains warm and dry. Here are today's headlines. First, in light of the escalation with Iran, the Security Cabinet was cancelled this evening, according to Walla Justin. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reported the IDF destroyed a 30-meter-long Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon, uncovering explosives and weapons. Also this hour, I-24 News reports the Iron Dome intercepted an Iranian missile over the UAE. This marks the system's first operational use outside Israel. Separately, JNS noted from earlier today that a Hezbollah drone attack targeted IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon. No injuries were reported. And finally, JTA reports a Molotov cocktail attack on a Jewish library and Chabad near Buenos Aires. This incident was reported by Argentine Jewish advocates a short time ago. Here's what people are saying online. The UAE Ministry of Foreign Affairs strongly condemned the renewed Iranian aggression, posting earlier today about missile and drone attacks. Jewish activist Jewish Warrior 13 noted reports of Iran's Supreme National Security Council meeting, indicating tensions are high. Online commentator Eli Afriat remarked on the Iranian military's Night of Rage statement, questioning the stability of the situation. Let's go deeper. Starting with the escalation involving Iran, Walla reports that Israel's Security Cabinet meeting was cancelled as the IDF prepares for potential rapid military action. This comes after three missiles were launched towards Israel, heightening tensions. The situation underscores the fragile security environment in the region. Turning to southern Lebanon, where the IDF dismantled a Hezbollah tunnel, the Jerusalem Post details the tunnel's vast network, filled with explosives and anti-tank missiles. This operation is part of ongoing efforts to neutralize threats along the border. It highlights the continuous security challenges Israel faces from Hezbollah. Meanwhile, the Iron Dome's interception over the UAE, as reported by I-24 News, marks a significant milestone. This international deployment demonstrates the system's growing strategic importance. The successful interception indicates expanding defense ties between Israel and Gulf nations. In earlier reporting, Hezbollah's drone attack in southern Lebanon targeted IDF soldiers. JNS notes no injuries were reported, but the incident signals ongoing hostilities. This attack follows the tunnel destruction, reflecting the complex security dynamics in the area. And in Argentina, a Jewish library and Chabad center were targeted with a Molotov cocktail. JTA provides this alarming update from La Plata, highlighting rising anti-Semitism concerns in the region. This attack poses significant worries for Jewish communities abroad on the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Port.io is shaking up the DevOps landscape by replacing manual processes with AI agents. CEO Zohar Aini shared insights at Calcalist's Top 50 Most Promising Startups event in Tel Aviv. Separately, Ynet Business discusses the rising shekel, highlighting its impact on Israel's economy. While it benefits consumers with cheaper imports, it poses challenges for exporters and the job market. And finally, Globes reveals that Beilinson Hospital received a record donation for cancer research. Dr. Henry and Dr. Susan Samueli donated $50 million to advance integrative cancer treatments at the hospital. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.